It's time once again for St. Paul Saints baseball returning to Club 1220 KLBB this Thursday night as the St. Paul Saints open the American Association season. And we're happy to be joined by Mike Veck, the executive advisor to the Gold Klang Group, founder and big boss man of the St. Paul Saints. Mike, great to have you back in town.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks.
20 years ago, the St. Paul Saints opened their first season at Midway Stadium. Holy cow, it's been I didn't realize it was that long.
20 years ago, you walked into our offices, we had three employees, we didn't even have a checkbook, and you bought a St. Paul Saints hat from the first crate of hats that came in, and now we're sitting here even younger and more beautiful than we were then, and who could believe it? You know, Sid Hartman, Pat Royce, all going, these guys will be out of business in 45 days. And we're starting our 21st season. I just pinch myself. I can't believe it.
Well, it was amazing, and it's literally true. The UPS guy came in, and Mike signed for the hats, and I said, I want one to go with my collection of other first-year hats, including the Minnesota Moose and the Minnesota Buckskins of the World Team Tennis.
And don't forget the Minnesota Saints, who were here for a year.
Now,
remember them?
One,
the hockey team.
Oh, that's right. I do have a Fighting Saints hat somewhere in my collection, which is great. The one I always wanted, though, was the Minnesota Fighting Carp. Arena football one season, which is a great story in and of itself. But anyway, Mike, you only have five exhibition games before you roll into the regular season. On Thursday, you had a rain-shortened game with your division champions, the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. And then tonight, you are going to have a rematch in Fargo with the Redhawks. Then on Saturday, the Saints will be in Delano against the North Star League All-Stars. And Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at Saints Baseball at Midway Stadium, the Gary South Shore Railcats. Putting things together in a real hurry here.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody can count on the kind of weather that they've had across the country. I mean, this isn't just – usually you're just complaining because, you know, Minnesotans are, you know, are a tough breed. And, you know the weather's bad when they complain. But, I mean, from Charleston to El Paso, I mean, it's just been unbelievable. And so getting the field – ready. I mean, we had snow on the field literally 72 hours ago. So it's been a consideration.
I haven't been out there to your stadium this winter, but that used to be, I know, the place where the city of St. Paul dumped all the snow was in the parking lot at Midway Stadium. Do you have another mountain out there again this year?
No, it actually went away because, you know, after those pigs were tragically killed in the avalanche of Mount Midway after they piled up that snow that you're referring to a couple of years ago. At its height, I think there were 4,000-foot peaks out there.
It looks like the Alps out there. Really,
and it was all dirty.
Dirty Alps all the way through
dirty
July.
Dirty snow. I mean, at least be white and flaky and...
Well, that's gone. So much of your offseason was involved in the work to build a new stadium in Lower Town St. Paul. Did it have much of an impact on your actual baseball operations as you tried to put together a roster of 25 men for this season?
See, that's a wonderful – that's why I always love being here. That's an intelligent question because the Saints used to recruit because we were the only team that televised and had all our games – you know, on KLBB at various times. So, you know, that was one thing. And then when the league had this kind of success, a lot of my compatriots built new ballparks. And that became a recruiting tool. And we had trouble suddenly competing because we didn't have weight rooms. And, you know, we were playing at Midway that's older than a Metrodome that nobody really ever focuses on. And it was built as a municipal stadium. So for the first time, somebody's asked me that question is getting a new ballpark will help us attract talent. And that's something we've never had before. Basically, we get guys because everybody knows that George Samus and those guys, Vec and Murray, and they'll let players go in the middle of the season. As soon as a club calls 72 hours later, that fellow's in uniform. We don't play town ball. We develop players, even though people want us to talk about fun and games and silliness. The fact is 107 players have gone back to other organizations, and 20 have gone back to Major League, so an average of one a year.
Now, George Samus is in his 11th year as manager of the St. Paul Saints, and several of the players that he's brought in were players with the Saints last year or in previous St. Paul Saints teams. So there is this kind of, at least some kind of a continuity, which a lot of teams lack in independent baseball.
Yeah, there's no question. Brazil and you know, Coe before we lost him, and we have a great number of fellows returning. But what I love about that is that can be good or that can be bad. But in this case, it's guys who were here for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, played, and then got picked up by a major league organization, and then are coming back. So they still got that fire in the belly, and they know it can happen. They can leave. So as many guys as can come back who were here shorter periods of time. Not a lot of them were here all season long. I think we have only two that were here all season long.
Is there any position that's harder to fill than any other position?
Well, it's still a hard throwing left-hander is still, yeah, you know, is like finding gold. And you can find, you know, catchers, but you got to work at it. Mm-hmm. In this league, a long ball hitter is treasured, you know, and so those are kind of where you go. It depends on who you ask, but it's still that left-handed relief pitcher.
Oof. I see. Speaking of sluggers, you got two brothers who have put up some big numbers in past stops around baseball, and the Tripp brothers, Brandon and Jordan. I think this may be the first time you've ever had brothers.
I think so. I mean, I was trying to. We were talking about that last night. We had a meet the players party, you know, in the last few days, and we had we were trying to think if we've ever had brothers, and of course we didn't sign the infamous Bash brothers, half
yes,
of them, Canseco, and because when Ozzy was in the league, if you recall, anytime Ozzy argued every ball and strike, and games would go 3 hours and 35 minutes. You know, I mean, he was just killing me.
Are you sure that was Ozzy and not Jose Canseco? Because we had the case this winter where Jose was supposed to be boxing somewhere, and it was his brother who stepped in and replaced him.
Well, the thing, I'm positive, because when I was with the Tampa Bay Rays, Jose was there. And so I can't say we got to be friends, but we were at least friendly. But unfortunately, Ozzy comes in every deal, you know. So in the off season, Jose said, I'd love to play for the Saints at 45. And I might have been willing to take a chance, but I don't know about the old bro.
Yeah, okay. Well,
so the Tripp boys, that's good enough for me.
That's good enough. Mike Vec is with us. St. Paul Saints baseball resumes on KLBB Thursday with the Saints hosting the New Jersey Jackals. And it's a big weekend ahead, too, for next week. You have a Big Brothers Big Sisters event on Thursday, then fireworks and a Twinkie giveaway on Friday. Where'd you get the Twinkies?
You know, I don't know that we're allowed to talk publicly about where we got it, because pretty soon people will be checking the expiration dates, which, as everyone who's ever had a Twinkie knows, runs 40 years from the date on the package. That's
so
40
safe.
Years in front. I mean, those things last longer than moon rock. I don't know. And so we had them specially flown in. Mr. Murray made a connection.
Oh, Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray made a connection. And we couldn't resist the little jab at Twinkie. This is Twinkie territory.
That's right. Twinkie territory on Friday. And then next Saturday, the Saints will honor the University of Minnesota national champion women's hockey team. And Sunday, it's Dog Day.
Yeah, they're two wonderful things. First, the honoring the woman is a natural because of the fact that Isla Borders pitched for the Saints first. And when Isla was signed in 97, people were like, oh, this is the grand experiment. And it was very cool, and the reception, 99% of the people in the league, all throughout the league, went crazy. Every major news outlet mm-hmm. was here covering Isla. But the naysayers never realized that Isla Borders and the women in baseball is the most visited installation at the Hall of Fame, which I just found astounding. And when you're photographed by Annie Leibovitz, you've arrived. I mean, and that was really incredible to walk through the National Gallery in D.C. and see Isla Borders. So I'm proud of the fact that Isla pitched here, and that makes that kind of a celebration much more heartfelt. And, of course, Dog Day afternoon. For our major league brethren across the aisle, and I can be critical of the major leagues. I spent 10 years in the big leagues with four different clubs. Dog Day afternoon started in St. Paul. It didn't start with the Chicago White Sox. It didn't start We started as an AIDS fundraiser in 1994. And so, you know, it leads you to believe that maybe the major leagues read our mail once in a while.
50 home games this year for the St. Paul Saints, and you have an event, I think, at just about every one of them. So fun is good.
It is good, and community's more important. That's what you all are about. That's what we're about. We made contributions to 2,000 different charities last year, in kind and things like that. And it just proves that if you show people that your heart, you wear your heart on your sleeve, so do they. And hopefully we'll be here in 20 more years talking about it.
Well, 2015, a brand new ballpark, and it's sure different than 45 days. I guess Sid was wrong.
Well, I can tell you this. I heard it come out of my mouth. I heard it come out of my own mouth. I said, if you all, to the people of Minnesota, I said, if you all will build the Saints a new ballpark, by God, my partners and I will put up $10 million. And we did. And that got people's attention because, you know, we're a small business. That's what we are. I mean, we're not like the Vikings. We're not like the Twins. We don't take in those kind of receipts. We're a small business. And for us to put that amount of money into this thing shows the belief and the passion that we have for this community that's made the Saints arguably the most famous minor league team in the country. I mean, it's been an unbelievable ride.
1993 to 2013, and baseball returns to Midway Stadium for exhibition games this weekend with the Gary South Shore Railcats on Saturday night and Sunday, but also go up to Delano on Saturday afternoon to see the Saints play the North Shore League All-Stars. Thursday night, the American Association opener, and we will have it for you here on Club 1220 KLBB. Sean Aronson will have the pregame show Thursday at 6:45. Mike, always great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
See you in another 20 years.
Okay.